Do you remember, like, the first record that you bought, either of you?
Jackson 5.
Elton John, Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only a Piano Player.
Mm-hmm.
And a Partridge Family album.
My dad told me he'd give me a penny for every dandelion I picked in the yard, and that was a lot of money back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember I picked 500 dandelions. I got $5. Then I bought the Jackson 5 album. I Want You Back with that. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Thanks, Sean.
I love that. That's a great record. It's a classic record.
Yeah.
What kind of music are you listening to right now?
Yours.
Oh, shucks.
We like your music.
In fact, when I wrote 10,000 Wars, I'd written it before I heard your album, but when Amy and I were arranging it together, there was this part, and Amy goes, I can tell you've been listening to Sean Colvin.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got some...
Yeah,
she said
it's
that
a
you're
little Colvinism.
Because your album and Mary Chapin's album were like all I was listening to for a long time. Still Joni Mitchell, still Bob Dylan.
Yay, Bob Dylan.
I just listen to old stuff.
Really?
I mean, not much new stuff comes out that really strikes me.
Well, people from Atlanta, like Michelle Malone, I think mm-hmm. is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
She's really influenced me songwriting-wise. And then this group that's on our album, Ellen James Society, I love them in Atlanta. And the Pixies, I think, are pretty incredible. The Replacements are pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Songwriting-wise, I mean, Paul Westerberg, he's a singer-songwriter mm-hmm. in his own right, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I listen to, like, a lot of old stuff, too. Pretenders, early 80s, pretty cool stuff. The Jam, I just discovered The Jam. I can't believe I didn't know about them before.
There's so much.
Oh, my God, they're incredible.
Yeah.
They're so amazing.